Need something new on your screen or through your earbuds?
Hey, out to the air. Everybody,
everybody. Next has you covered.
That's hot.
Press play. The TV, music, and movie go-to.
Hey, I'm Liam Somerville, and on this episode of Press Play, I'll be taking you through the weird, wacky, slightly dark world of Rick and Morty. For those who don't know, Rick and Morty is an animated show on Adult Swim about a genius boozy grandfather Rick and his not-so-smart grandson Morty, who set out on a heavily science-based adventure taking them through interdimensional interstellar adventures. The show is unbelievably quotable and sewn together with so many pop culture references, but it takes it to such a weird place. So we all grew up watching family sitcom shows like The Simpsons or Malcolm in the Middle. Well, Rick and Morty has a similar backbone to the show. That could be why myself and so many others like me like it so much. The show takes you to some seriously dark issues, so that familiarity of the family sitcom probably makes us feel a bit more comfortable. The show has a similar adventurous plot like in Pokemon that you would have watched growing up, but in a much weirder, darker adult way. Like a planetary talent show where when you get knocked out, your planet is blown up.
Show me what you got!
I love the science that's brought into the show, with the concept of a multiverse theme throughout the show, but it's explained in a jokingly condescending but easy to understand way.
Our time is fractured! You two somehow created a feedback loop of uncertainty that split our reality into two equally possible impossibilities!
The details of the technology Rick uses or encounters is usually thought through and explained in pretty basic terms. So if you like science fiction and the explanations are there, but they can also easily be overlooked for those not so interested. It's kind of similar to the way Doctor Who conducts itself. Like the best episodes of Doctor Who, Rick and Morty has a tendency to ramp up the threat continuously throughout an episode, then when it reaches a climax, introduces a quick but elegant fix, restoring everything back to normal. But unlike other sci-fi shows like Doctor Who, the main character isn't always going to save the day, and when everything goes far too wrong, Rick doesn't always have to have a solution. He can just take the situation as it is and just go, well, that's messed up, and just move on to a new universe.
There's an infinite number of realities, Morty, and in a few dozen of those, I got lucky and turned everything back to normal. Now we can just slip into the place of our dead selves in this reality, and everything will be fine.
The show also allows you to laugh at issues that are a bit darker than would usually be accepted. As the show doesn't take itself too seriously, the way it portrays its issues shouldn't be either. The show excels in introducing numerous yet still fascinating alien races. Most are given full backstories, aspirations, fears, chunks of charm, and even their own social frameworks.
It has been a challenging mating season for Bird Person.
There's a lot of detail put into the show, that's probably why it's so popular and why I enjoy it so much. The show currently has 31 episodes and is streaming at your pleasure on Netflix, so feel free to get swifty and binge-watch the crap out of it. I'm Liam Somerville on this episode of Press Play. Thanks for listening.